A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant at the G, Yo, and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Next Place. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Welcome in to Gallant and George here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joe George, Sean Mabes broadcasting live from inside of Nick's Place. Been a fun morning so far. We saw an eventful eggnog chugging contest. I see a picture of Dell on the back of a t-shirt. I already asked for the t-shirt. I need my own.
Need a. Is that an original? I assume that's an original.
Yeah, but yeah. I need one. Very badly.
A second printing?
Yeah, second printing. I think we all need them, honestly. Really, I think the best part is John with the double birds on the front. It's pretty great.
Yeah, like, sets the tone.
Yeah, to get that moment right there is perfect. So we'll talk about the Texans today. We'll talk about the Astros. We weren't on Friday because of Texas A&M, so we have not had a chance to really discuss the Christian Walker signing, the two of us. We'll hit on that. We'll talk about the debacle that we saw this morning a little bit. DJ Bieniemy will join us at 2 o'clock. We'll do a Christmas movie draft because why not?
It's the last show before Christmas.
It's the last show before Christmas. So
by law, as an American radio show host, yes, we have to do one hack Christmas segment.
Yeah, it's just the rules. It's the way we play by. I mean, we have to do something.
Yeah.
We'll talk about what's going on in the NFL this weekend. Kind of a weird weekend in the NFL. They're showing highlights of Josh Allen being picked off by the New England Patriots. And some guy in a Grinch costume.
Grinch with a chicken wing on his head.
Buffalo
wing.
I thought it was a turd. But like,
I think it was a buffalo wing.
A buffalo wing makes way more sense.
Makes so like, much more sense than a turd.
Like,
yes,
that's what it was. Like from here, like I'm not blind.
It'd been a bad color for a turd too. It looked like it was not.
Yeah, for sure. So the Texans lost on Saturday. Not a lot of fun.
No,
tough game. Tank Dell, which like is a whole conversation we'll kind of have within itself throughout the show. But just obviously, like we're waiting on more news, I guess. Like, all we have on Tank Dell right now is that he dislocated his kneecap, which the first time I saw the replay, I was very confused. Like, as it was happening, he's pointing to his knee. I was like, what just happened? And then they show it, and you kind of see it move.
It get dislocated?
Yeah,
it's
gross.
Located and then dislocated.
Yes, not great. So, obviously, like, that happened. But the game itself was not great. Look, they had a chance to tie it. Kaimi misses that extra point, and then things really just kind of fell apart from there. I'll be honest, Sean. Like, I don't think I feel any different about the Texans after that game. Like, it's kind of what I expected in a way.
Yeah, that is the kind of game that we're envisioning. It was 8 points, which I guess still is a one score.
It's a one score game. Yes.
We thought it would be more field goal on the field goal side of things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once Kaimi missed the – I mean, because that was on the touchdown. The extra point that he missed was on the touchdown that –
Tank scored.
Tank Dell scored. So you have that kind of stoppage. And then they missed the extra point. And in my head, I was like, there's no chance that they're beating the Chiefs with the last two plays that just happened. You don't then – re-rally the troops
to be honest,
and get back in this.
I'm not going to dog CJ for being that upset. But, like, as soon as he was crying on the field, I knew there was no chance they were winning that game. Like,
about the crying, more that the other receiver that they have, his kneecap is in the wrong spot.
It's not even about the crying. It's just, like, the amount, like, how emotional the team was. Like, you could just tell, like, they were not going to be recovered from that. Like, there are bad injuries in sports. Like, obviously, like, we would not have expected, like, the Buffalo Bills if they would have continued that game with DeMar Hamlin. Like, these severe injuries that we see in sports, like, you do not expect teams to recover. Like, I just had no expectation that the Texans were going to be able to handle that with the way they reacted. I mean, they were rightfully so, like, a mess. Like, I think anyone dogging CJ to me is, like, a little out of pocket.
Yeah.
With the way, like, what happened, like, their relationship that they have. But it's just, there was no prayer. Like, John Metchie's not even active because he's hurt, which, like, with the holidays and everything, missed that totally. When I saw him inactive, I was so confused. I was like, oh, okay, no Metchie. But then you're like, you're rolling out, what, Xavier Hutchinson, the guy who hurt Tank.
Jared Wayne?
No clue who that guy was.
Can I say, cut this guy?
I think so, too.
just vibes for the rest of the season when he's out there and be like, that's the guy who hurt Tank Dell.
Yeah.
And he's an end of the... into the bench wide receiver.
Oh, we're getting yelled at. That's a terrible take. They should cut that guy.
cut this random seventh string receiver.
But like, I feel bad for that guy. But like, didn't even know who that guy was. But like, look, this is. You think about like what happened in that game. It's before the tank injury, after the tank injury. Like, it is kind of like what is expected. It's a good defense. Your defense was fine. Like, you had some moments. Like, you helped Pacheco. You held Travis Kelce. Like, for the most part, you did fine. The reality is, it's just like, you lost Tank Dell. He's out for the season. I have long-term concerns about what that means for Tank Dell. You've lost Jimmy Ward.
Yes.
Which, like,
we haven't gotten to that, but yes.
The reality of this weird Desmond King thing that's happening. Like, immediately as soon as Jimmy Ward gets hurt, when Jalen Petrie got hurt, my thought was, bring in Desmond King. When Jimmy Ward got hurt, my thought was, bring in Desmond King. But he's out there clowning you on Twitter because he doesn't like D'Amico Ryans for whatever reason, because he's not a D'Amico guy. So, like, you're kind of screwed in that department. Like, Texans are in a bad spot. Like, there's really no other way to put it. Like, they're play on Wednesday without their right guard, most likely. Shaq Mason looks like he's going to be out. Things are bad.
Yes. No, it is a loss that on the field, just, you know, watching the game or, you know, 10,000-foot view, you're just like, yeah, that's about what we expected in this spot going to Arrowhead against Kansas City. I think they played about what you expected. I was a little encouraged. Like, if you could take out all the discouraging things that happened that injury-related, it was a relatively encouraging game.
Yeah.
Besides for the Texans. Yeah, CJ was bad. But then you throw in the fact that everyone got hurt on your team, and now you're looking at this team, and it's something that last week we were talking about. Can this defense win a playoff game for you? And we're thought so, yes. But anything past that was more referendum on the offense than the defense. And the offense just got way worse. Way, way worse last game.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where they go from here, to be honest. Like, I didn't love D'Amico's comments yesterday when he met with the media that, like, they're not in, like, aggressive pursuit of a wide receiver. I think you have to put a claim in on Deontay Johnson. I don't think he'll make it to you. I think it was like Rap Sheet or maybe Schefter was tweeting about how like they expect like lesser teams to put a claim in on Deontay Johnson. And I know what just happened with him, right? Like, I know he didn't practice. I know he didn't enter a game. But like, you're literally talking about playing the Baltimore Ravens on Wednesday with Xavier Hutchinson, Nico Collins, and maybe John Metchie.
Well, he's not going to play on Wednesday no matter what.
Honestly, you might need to. Like, that's where they're at. Like, last week, I thought all the, like, aggregators and people out there who were like, bring in Odell Beckham Jr., idiots.
Yeah.
This week, I hear you. Like, this week, I'm like, maybe. Like, that's how bad it is.
It definitely becomes a more palatable option, I'd say. It's more of a, okay, now I understand. Where, yes, before, absolutely not.
Oh, they're trying to get Dell. Oh, no. Oh, Dell's getting chanted for. Dell's being chanted for. Take a shot right now. He's rejecting this nice lady. Dell doesn't drink. Even like Granado is the one encouraging it. I hope people can hear this. Oh, that's very funny. Oh, Dell's put the headset on.
Dell, do you want to?
Dell hasn't done enough radio today.
Yeah. Being led by their drunk, degenerate leader over there.
Well, John's got a flight at 5 o'clock, he said, so he's got to, you know.
He ain't the one flying, so I guess he'll be fine.
Yeah. We might be like, can he get on the flight territory right now?
Wheelchair? You think he gets wheelchair?
So you're saying John's old?
No, I'm saying he won't be able to walk.
Because he's
too inebriated, yeah.
But, yeah, look, this was not great for the Texans, honestly. Like, I mean, I thought Joe Mixon was fine. Honestly, it's just, it's so discouraging, all the injuries that happened in that game.
And I think what makes it worse is that you play on Wednesday again. And I think
no one, I
don't want to say no one on this team, but definitely no one in this fan base is, like, itching to have another game after what they saw on Saturday. It's really, like, it's almost a disaster scenario for how these games could have gone. I guess they beat the Dolphins, so it's not a complete disaster, but it is like what you would think is the problem with playing all these games in back-to-back succession. And they haven't even, they only got the short week where they go from Sunday to Saturday. They don't even have to make the quickest turnaround of all yet. And I think that it's just, I don't know. I hope people have a good time with the Beyonce concert, because I'm not sure if the football game's going to be that much fun.
No, because even like I guess Baltimore's pass defense isn't that good, but like it's just me, just Nico.
Oh, Jared Wayne.
Yeah. Did he have any catches in this game?
I don't think so. Caught a body. I know that.
Yeah, he caught a body. No, not even any targets. But it was nice to see Andrew back out there. I just see him on the box score here that
yeah,
he had one target.
There we go.
Honestly, had no idea he was on the practice squad. No clue. No idea that he was even still relatively a Houston Texan before this game. All right. What is the long-term impact of Tank Dell? Should they sign a wide receiver? More on the upcoming game versus the Ravens, because I guess we're already ready to turn to the next week. It's so weird.
It's weird because we also don't have a radio show until then or until afterwards. So.
Yeah, I'm doing a show on Thursday and Friday
and Monday.
It's a very
abbreviated week.
Yeah, this is a weird week. I will say, I hate this schedule. I hate that the NFL did this.
Oh, I thought you meant the 97.5 schedule.
No. Well, yeah, I don't love that I'm doing a show on Thursday. Shout out to me. I'm going to give myself
shout out to you.
Pat on the back.
Teammate of the year.
Teammate of the year for the second year in a row for helping out Jeremy Brand. There's no vacation days left. Helping him out doing shows the next couple days. But we'll talk more about the Texans game here in just a little bit here on Glenn George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Nick's Place. Here's Paul Galant and Joe George.
Joe and Sean here on Galant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from inside of Nick's Place. Having this conversation earlier with Dez, resident listener and Steelers fan. She really wants the Texans to win on Christmas.
Yeah, I bet she does.
I'll be honest with you. I think I want the Texans to lose on Christmas.
Okay.
I want the Steelers in the first round.
Oh, okay.
Not the Ravens. So, since Paul's not here on the show,
yeah,
he's in the building.
I can look at him right
yeah.
now. He's having a good time.
I would like to declare myself as pro-Texans losing on Christmas Day. So that way they get the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs, so they have a chance to win a playoff game. That's going to be my stance.
They have a better chance to win a playoff game.
Yeah, Russell Wilson versus Lamar Jackson, a little different.
Yes.
And Mike Tomlin, while he always finishes above 500, they don't have great success in the playoffs.
Yes, that is true.
So I'm officially pro-Texans losing this next game.
I don't know if this is just the fallout from the game on Saturday, Tank Dell getting hurt, Shaq Mason getting hurt, Jimmy Ward getting hurt, where I might be so beaten down that I'm like, I don't think it matters if they're playing the Steelers. I think the Steelers can probably beat this team anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm at the point where, sure, the Steelers give you a better chance. I'm not sure if you are going to win that game anyway because T.J. Watt against that offensive line, I have some thoughts on how that will go. So, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I guess I'm in a position I don't care if they win or lose now because
yeah.
I'm pretty resigned to this is going to be one and done. So, sure, rest everybody. I don't want to see Davis Mills in the playoffs. Maybe rest C.J. Stroud because he might get killed out there.
I definitely think C.J. is going to play this week.
He'll definitely play for NFL reasons. For
yes.
NFL Netflix game reasons.
Yes, you cannot have your first Netflix partnership in which the Texans, Ravens, Steelers, Chiefs are not playing their starters.
I mean, although, at least the other teams, they're in different situations.
Yeah.
For the Texans specifically, there really isn't a reason to play these guys.
Yeah, the Texans and the Chiefs have really no reason to play their guys on Wednesday. They're going to.
Well, the Chiefs still need a win to get the one seed.
They do, yeah, they do.
So they need to play one of the last two games, basically.
Yes. So I get why they would. Honestly, if the Texans decide to not play CJ, going into this game, I was like, no, you play your starters. Like, they need it. But then watching Tank
get
hurt.
Oh, your starters get hurt. Yeah.
But even then, like, at some point, like, there's not enough guys on the roster.
Honestly, that is true.
I mean, when Blake Fisher
get
went
more
down.
Andrew Beck time.
Yeah, when Blake Fisher went down and they didn't put Titus back at right tackle. And I think, was Zach Thomas came in at right tackle?
I believe so. I believe it was Zach Thomas.
Yeah, it was Kendrick Green.
Yes.
Wasn't even Kenyon Green at right guard, who I think will see Kendrick again at right guard on Wednesday, which I guess he was fine.
Like, I was going to say, again, I'm very down on the game experience that I saw on Saturday.
Yes.
Performance from the offensive line, another one where I sit here and go, not bad.
No, they were fine. Like, they were not the worst part of the game, for sure. Like,
by far, not the worst part of the game.
I mean, Joe Mixon didn't have a great day. Like, he was solid on
the ground. I'm resigned to this team can't run the ball without Kenyon Green. And Kenny Green puts CJ Stroud at risk. So
what a world
you're
we live
in. You're in a catch-22 there. But, I think running the ball. Also, going against the Chiefs run defense, they're top 10, if not top 5 run defense in football going into the game. Probably higher now. But I think overall the offensive line, you should be as encouraged as you can be.
For sure.
I don't know.
It's
That's
not,
about it.
Yeah, no.
That's all I got.
Dude, 100%. Like,
encourage as you can be.
Yeah, like watching the game, like I was like, when they threw the touchdown pass. And also, the other thing about this game from this weekend that I want to talk about here just for a second, I don't care about the refs. Like, the amount of coping and angry tweeting and everything about the referees, like, they were terrible in the first half. The pass interference that was not called on the Tank Dell could have been touchdown. Was a disaster. Like, it was very clearly they pulled Tank Dell down. But the reality was is that when Tank Dell scored, you should have tied the game.
Yes.
That even if he got, like, as he got hurt, Kaimi should have made that extra point. It should have been a tie football game. And the referees were fine the rest of the game. I do not care. I'm not here for that. Like, I do not need to hear about how the refs screwed the Texans. The Texans were not good enough in this game. They were not able to handle the injury, and they were just a mess on offense the rest of the game. Like, I just do not care about the referees.
Yeah, it's just, it is the nature of the beast.
Yes.
I think it's a little bit, we've talked about this before with Texans fans veering into Daryl Morey Rockets era with ref ball that they're watching. Probably not entirely because of the Azeez Al-Shaair hit, but I don't think it helped.
No.
And the fact that a lot of these fans that are tweeting about these games were also Rockets fans in 2017 tweeting about the Warriors. So
100%.
It being the Chiefs also doesn't help. It's a lot of things. Standalone game. So everyone, you know, it's a national thing. Because it wasn't just Texans fans that are in on it.
No, everyone realizes. Like, the Chiefs have gotten a lot of calls. They have a very low amount of penalties this season. I understand all of it.
I will say with the Chiefs, though, like, the Chiefs got have gotten a low amount of calls this year. I'm old enough to remember when the Patriots got every call back in the day. I think just these really good teams, they play a lot of primetime games. You watch their games more than you watch Carolina and Arizona, which I'm seeing on one of the screens right now.
Yep.
You're watching that with more intent. So you're looking at every single play is under so much more scrutiny, where I think the truth of the matter is NFL games, refs blow calls all the time. And the teams
totally
that are good, it seems like they benefit more because they win a lot because they have Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady on them.
Yeah, look, and there are calls that happen in these games where, like, it's so blatantly missed, but, like, it's the NFL, like we were saying. Like, it's just the reality. Like, the referees are not good. And, like, it's amazing that, like, we have not gotten to a point where the referees have made any improvement. They honestly only get worse as the seasons go on. They make terrible calls time and time again. They miss very obvious calls time and time again. And the NFL, like, you want to make them full-time, they're part-time, whatever. They don't have an answer. Like, they don't have a solution for it. Like, there's no – these games are excruciatingly long. Like, it's the NFL does not care about what baseball cared about, which is, like, our product is rough because of how long it is. Baseball fixed theirs, I think, very intelligently with the pitch clock. The NFL doesn't care.
Yeah,
their games are only going to get longer.
Well, and as of right now, America doesn't care either.
Yes, exactly.
Like, the fact of the matter is they're not going to change anything until they have to, and they don't have to change anything. So yeah, the games are going to be just as long. Refs going to be just as bad because people complain about it, but they're watching still. So at the end of the day, they have no real incentive to make any changes.
No, there's no reason.
Like, why? I mean, they did the one change after the Ravens Rams Saints game back in 2018, and that's like the textbook example of a call probably swinging who's at least going to a Super Bowl. That is the biggest one that you can draw up of, yes, this will change officiating. And they tried out the review or the, yeah, you could challenge.
Oh, you could challenge. Yep.
They did it for 1 year.
Disaster.
And then took it away.
Yeah, it's just the reality.
So, like, there's no, there's no need for them to change, and I have no belief that they will change.
100%. And that's why, like.
And so you're just wasting your time complaining about this.
100%. Like, just complaining about referees. Like, we see all the time in the NBA, in Major League Baseball, in the NFL. People just complain. Nothing's going to change. And honestly, like, I just think if you could just get over it, like, people will enjoy sports more.
Yeah.
Like, if you just, like, kind of accept the reality that's in front of you, like, just deal with it.
You sit down for an NFL Sunday, and you know that, of the 6-8-game slate, half of them are going to come down to the wire anyway. So it is, you know, like Bill O'Brien said, it's an 8-8 league. It is a league that every game is going to be a coin flip. So, honestly, the refs are going to even – it's going to even itself out over the course of the year. You're going to get calls that go against you. You're going to have calls go your way. People aren't going to say, oh, we really got away with one. They're only going to bitch about the ones that went against them.
100%. You think the Texans make a move at wide receiver?
They should. I mean, they should sign somebody.
Yeah.
Is making a move getting Johnson or Beckham, or is it – just getting another Jared Wayne who you hope doesn't break someone's kneecap?
No, I think you have to at least, like, try to get
a guy.
Like hope there's something left in the tank. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I would take a flyer on two guys right now. Like, if you could, like, I'd be very pro. But, like,
yeah, and you hope to go 50% on decent NFL.
Dude, like, it – this sounds crazy, but, like, would you sign Michael Thomas?
That is crazy, but we're in no bad idea zone.
Yeah.
So, like, at least Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas probably won't get Johnson, but whatever, try for Johnson.
Odell.
Like, I mean, this is a sick 2019 team that you're building.
It's a great 2019 team. But, like, honestly, like, it's kind of where I'm at with the Texans of just, like, at least try. Like, you can't just, especially if Mechie's shoulder injury is bad, like, which we don't know the extent of it, I guess, at this point. But, like, I would be fine. I'd be pro them signing the name to at least try to improve the wide receiver core, because it's a disaster. Xavier Hutchinson has, like, 10 catches on the year.
Yeah.
Like they're in a terrible spot. It is the worst time for an injury. And that's what's unfortunate about the Tank Dell injury the most. And also, like, long-term, we can talk more about it later. Like, I have, like, real, like, recovering from this type of injury for Tank Dell.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. There's no need. We've already been pretty down so far. Let's save that for later.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this next segment's gonna be an upper or a downer.
What? What's next? I'm not looking at the rundown. What could possibly be next?
Christian Walker, 3 years, $60 million, 3 years in a row, Gold Glove, first baseman for
the Arizona
Diamondbacks.
Sounds great. What's not to love?
But it means the end of the Alex Bregman era in Houston. So we were not on the air on Friday when the news broke. So we got to talk about it next here on Glotton George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First, I want to talk to you guys about LaBerge in Lake Charles. ESPN Bet is your go-to place when you leave Texas to bet on your Texas teams. They got the 24-foot video wall, incredible food. Chef Lyle, always killing it. B-Mac, who's back in the studio right now, he'll even tell you about the Death Burger and the amount of milk he had to drink that one time, that last time we were there. Very funny. Not as much milk, I think, as Crystal drank this morning. When she had some kind of ghost pepper during one of the challenges this morning, but very funny. Look, it's a great place to go to. The food's great. You have the ESPN Bet app that you can use, the 19 betting kiosk, and, of course, like I said, the 24-foot video wall. I cannot even imagine what it was like this weekend with the college football playoff and all the NFL action going on. So when you leave Texas and bet your Texas teams, make sure you do it at ESPN Bet inside LaBerge in Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Nick's Place.
Joe George and Sean Mapes here on Glatton George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and joining us on the HRMP in-person guest line, Paul Gallant.
I had a few too many drinks. I heard Sean Mapes quote Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, had to. Someone on the show had to.
And then there was wide receiver, let's sign one talk.
There's, well, it'll sign everybody talk.
It sign everybody or sign anybody?
Anybody. We're saying just flood, you know, Michael Thomas, Deontay Johnson,
Odell Beckham Jr.
I mean, if those guys say no, we might have to start scouting flag football. Get Paul Gallant.
That's
out
what
there.
I mean.
Yeah, this is.
I just want one NFL game check so I can afford to send my family gifts for Christmas.
Paul Gallant,
number 42 out there running.
Oh yeah, the worst number at wide receiver for sure.
Paul's vacation is canceled because he's suiting up for the Texans and Ravens on Wednesday.
That would be funny. Like I just sub in and I tear my ACL immediately.
I mean,
vacation well spent.
Achilles out.
Speaking of torn ACLs, D'Amico just announced that Tank has the dislocated knee, torn ACL, other damage. Jimmy Ward is having foot surgery and is out for the season. Shaq Mason is week to week. So things are bad.
That's bad. Well, Patrick Mahomes was week to week last week, and he looked fine.
I think they were just full of it.
Oh, okay. This is real week to week with Shaq Mason?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mahomes scrambling through our friend Tim Settle.
Oh, yeah.
That was bad. Touchdown.
That was bad for the Tim Settle fan base that he's got.
I still like Tim Settle in his quotes, but you got to tackle quarterback Patrick Mahomes when he's running through you.
Honestly, I feel like that's like exactly what you talked about last
week. Yeah, I was going to say,
it was like,
that's a straight W for Paul Gallant.
Yeah, like you shouldn't say those things and then let that happen.
I don't want the W. I mean, how mad are you guys after? I'm still mad about Saturday. I'm mad that I wasted a Saturday thinking
that
they had a chance.
Yeah, it was just a frustrating game where, and then everything that happens in it, with the attrition that you go through.
I know.
I was telling Joe, he was like, I want the Texans to lose to the Ravens they play the Steelers so they have a chance against the Steelers. And I'm like, I don't think you have a chance against anybody right now. Like, I understand what you're saying. I just don't think they're going to beat the Steelers either.
Are you still going to cover the game on Christmas?
I made a commitment. I don't break plans.
Good for you, Paul.
Now I think I'm going to cover the Beyonce call.
Yeah, that might be the pivot.
Do you guys think they're doing odds on like the first song? Like do they do for Super Bowl?
I think they do. When we had Raheel on with Dell a couple hours ago, he mentioned that I think one of her newer songs is the favorite to be.
Yeah, see, I mean,
first song.
The problem is that she just put out like a country album. She's just gonna like play the country album for halftime.
Of course, you know how these albums.
Yeah, but
work.
Like,
and it's at a Texans game.
Yeah, but like, is anyone going to see Beyonce in her country album?
No,
they did.
Like, but they will.
Like, they already did.
They went to see her speak before candidate.
That's a good point.
She didn't even sing.
Touché.
I think everyone was mad about that.
That's right. I honestly forgot about that. I forgot that was a thing like a month and a half ago.
What wouldn't you watch Beyonce do? I think is the real question.
That's
that's loaded. That was not meant to be as loaded.
Yeah. Stand by her man. Maybe at this point. So we were off on Friday. There was the Texas A&M game.
Yeah.
Christian Walker signed with the Astros. 3 years, $60 million. He'll be the new first baseman for the Astros. 3-time Gold Glove winner. 3 in a row the last 3 years. So like, that's where it feels a little bit different. But like, kind of back to our conversation we were having last week, where like they won't sign Alex Bregman until he's 37, but Christian Walker will be 36 when this contract ends?
Yes, he's 34, I believe, right now.
It's the 6-year rule
that
they were not willing to step over, and now you lose a franchise all-timer.
Yeah, and I saw your tweet that now you hate the Kyle Tucker trade.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's how it works.
I think that's fair. Like, it's like you have no Tucker, you have no Bregman. I mean, like, I see the coping from some Astros fans right now online about, like, the flip has happened where now everyone's trying to be like, oh, well, Alex Bregman's not that good at baseball.
Yeah. Look up the F4.
Okay.
The P war.
Whatever that means.
Congrats. You're way worse this year than you were last year.
There's a world where it works, but you had the worst outfield in baseball.
Yes.
That's the sacrifice.
But you're literally banking on the Crawford boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's the whole strategy is Christian Walker and Isak Paredes pull the ball like hell, and they're going to go into the Crawford boxes 15 to 20 times each at home.
God.
Like, that's what you're banking on. You're not thinking about road games. Like, they're building this team to be good at Minute Maid. And I think, I can't remember if we said it or I heard Jeremy and Joel say it when the news broke. But, like, they are Daikin Park. Good call.
Daikin. Thank you. Forgot we're dyking now.
What did Joel Blank Joel call it? The big dyke? And I was like, I don't think you can say that. Like, I just said it too.
Yeah, I was
like,
going to say you just said it.
I know, but like. Well, but
I like that. No, he used Joel to say yeah, I don't know if I can. It's an old radio trick.
I credited Joel Blank for saying it.
Yes.
So if I get in trouble, Todd, listening to the car, Joel Blank started it. He said it first.
No, Joe's,
multiple times.
Joe's becoming a radio veteran before our eyes. I'm proud of you. Joel said it.
Yeah,
he didn't
Joel
say
said it. I'm just repeating it. I got in trouble on Saturday at my other job because I read verbatim what Cignetti said before the game.
Oh, beat the S out of
yeah,
teams.
I said it, and they're like, you're not supposed to cuss. And I was like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
On the internet?
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
What?
But like, Notre Dame I said it, and there was three people doing the show with me, and they all looked at me like I had like three eyes.
Cheer,
and I
was like, cheer for old Notre Dame.
Yeah, we'll talk about Notre Dame.
Flagellation.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hey, Indiana, closest margin of defeat against this weekend. So yeah. Indiana, not that bad.
That is true.
But like, yeah, so I don't know how I feel about this move. I like Christian Walker, the player. I think it's good replacement at first base. Like, you've defensively, you're great at first base versus being great at third base. But they're probably done spending money, and they have the worst outfield in baseball.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. I don't know how to feel.
And it's this.
You know how to feel about it. You're saying how you feel about it right now.
Well, they're going
to
win the division.
Yeah, it's the ALS.
And they're probably still – exactly.
Jake Myers
is terrible.
Listen, just get to the playoffs and figure it out.
Jake Myers fan club in the house.
Yeah, yeah, probably like a fan club of three at this point. But I prefer Jake Myers over Chaz McCormick. I would say that. But yeah,
I don't care enough to have a favorite.
They'll be okay. Like they'll be fine this year. But I mean, the Mariners are probably going to get objectively worse. Like they're still talking about trading one of their starting pitchers.
Yeah, they're poor.
The Rangers added who did they add last night? Jock Peterson.
Yes, at like 3 a.m. I woke up. And I saw that 4 hours ago, Jeff Passan tweeted something. I'm like, wait, he tweeted this at like 4 a.m? What?
You know what? Maybe,
why the hell, dude?
Maybe Woj was right. Like, why are these guys breaking news at 3 a.m? Like, are they waking
Jock
up to
Peterson
phone calls?
Jock Peterson 1 year deals?
The yeah. Jock Peterson.
Like, I don't.
Young
what a,
Jock?
What a miserable experience
he
that
he won a
life
World
must
Series
be.
Once, maybe.
That's true.
Right?
He did. With the
Cubs or Dodgers?
2020?
Braves?
No,
Braves?
He was on the Dodgers. Or no, he was on the Braves for one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He was on the Dodgers when they lost to the Astros.
Yeah. Oh, that's championship pedigree added to the
Rangers.
I think
he was on the Braves when they beat the Dodgers. I don't know. Him and his giant, like, puka shell necklaces.
Oh, he's a puka shell guy? Those are great. I'm going to bring him back.
No, you know
I'm
what?
I might bring him back next year.
2025?
2025, puka shells are back.
I'll
go to Target right after
I'll
this.
Actually,
hammered, just walk up, there's your puka shell!
I'll buy a mustache trimmer so I don't accidentally shave it off every single time.
Is that what happened again?
Yes. I went even to like a lower millimeter or whatever.
What are you using?
A face razor? I thought it would be fine.
Wait, you've been using a razor this whole time? Because like you've done it.
No, like an electric razor. Like,
yeah, does it have guard on it?
It does. It's not good enough.
No, for I don't. I honestly don't.
So I told my wife, I was like,
I'm kind of asking.
She was, like, "What do you want for
one
Christmas?"
One time, shame
like,
on me.
Yeah, no, I'm an idiot.
This is the third time.
At least I'm dumb. I understand that.
Yeah, but like, what brand are you using?
Walgreens brand probably.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Remington. Yeah, you gotta go $50
or
something.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Probably true. Yeah. But yeah, so maybe next year we become the mustache show with puka necklaces.
Yeah, that'd be
we just cool. Bring it back.
Some people would have a different word for that, but they call me that. I'll just leave it. I'll save it for me.
Yeah, but Sean and I, if Sean and I join you, then.
Yeah, no, that's a trend.
Yeah, we're Sean starting a trend.
Sean's already out.
Come on, why not?
Sean's already out.
Well, we're headbands.
I think the mustache for a month, I'm good.
That's all we got?
I don't think. Yeah.
Not going to do it again?
I wouldn't say it was rave reviews with the mustache. I wouldn't say it was a critic's choice.
Were you scaring children like Paul was?
No.
My godson.
What?
Just my godson.
Yeah, just your godson.
It's
fine.
Yeah.
See him twice a year.
I was scaring people my own age, which is worse.
That's way worse, actually, honestly.
See, that's the problem with your mid-20s is that there are people that are going to hate on it and be like, you look old.
Yeah.
But they don't get it. They don't get it. Although this doesn't help. Weekend one of this has not helped. It hasn't helped.
Wait, people think you're older now?
No, I think people think I'm something.
Oh.
But not that
Village
thing.
People?
Oh, man. So you missed the eggnog chugging contest.
I saw the end of the eggnog chugging contest.
Yeah, Sean and I were about 5 feet from where we're sitting
we're
right now.
We're right there.
Did they get rid of the trash can? Is it still here?
I'm hoping it's gone.
Fermenting?
At the very least, it's outside.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was. This is the first time. I came early specifically for that.
So did he finish?
Oh, yeah.
The winner ejected most of it.
Yeah.
If not all.
Like a 2 gallon?
It was a half gallon.
Okay. Thank God.
He would have won. He lost on a ruling of there was too much on his shirt and on the ground. So we got second place.
Oh, okay.
The guy
in the Andre Johnson jersey won, I believe.
Yes.
The guy in the Andre.
Not a drop of eggnog on that Andre Johnson jersey.
Yeah.
Respect for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Unlike Cortland Finnegan's face, nothing on the jersey. Okay.
But yeah, it was pretty gnarly to see that in person. Yeah. It was.
Oh, that will steer me away from dairy altogether. I haven't had eggnog yet this year.
Honestly, I kind of thought, as he was losing it, I was like, I think I'm out on eggnog this year. I think it ruined it.
What alcohol do you mix with eggnog?
Rum?
Is it rum?
I think traditionally it's rum.
Okay. Did you ever drink in college the pre-mixed alcohol and rum in a plastic bottle?
I just gagged.
Because I did. Terrible idea.
Was it at least refrigerated?
When we started?
At some point, yes.
No. Okay. When we finished it, yes. But we drank some as soon as we got it. Terrible idea. Don't recommend. Maybe if it didn't come in a plastic bottle, I would have felt better about myself. But like any alcohol in a plastic bottle, like you know, is like it's,
yeah, no, you know what you're signing up for.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, now I will say, having talked to one of our listeners for a little bit of time, this man believes strongly that you don't want to buy liquor from anything that if you drop it, the bottle will break. For shots. Which means he's into the plastic bottle.
Oh, for shots?
I do not subscribe to that at all. Yeah. I respect his liver.
Veto.
I hope he hasn't died from cirrhosis in the hour or so since we last talked.
No, can't do that. No, I don't want to be taking shots.
Is he slumped over somewhere?
No. Okay. He was like he had quite the tale.
Okay.
It was a tale. He was like, yeah, I took today off. And I haven't told my wife. So now he's going to figure out how to come back in, I think at like 5 or 6 o'clock.
So he's going to spend the
wife noticing.
Next 5 hours sobering up.
And then coming back.
Sleeping in a car, perhaps.
Well, I think that is the move. I think a lot of people, like, they come, they drink early, and then they leave, sober up, and then come back. At least some people.
As one does.
Yeah, I mean you just rally.
Who hasn't done that before?
I mean,
I actually haven't.
I hope our eggnog participants are rallying right now.
You've never done like a full rally?
What?
Like a tailgate in the morning before a game? And
oh,
then...
I've taken a nap and come back.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
But generally the nap's like 5 hours and I wake up like on another planet. I don't know where
I've been.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe I should just stay.
But we always want to go back out. Like, that's the problem. You don't ever want to be like
that. No, that's the danger with our party, which started at 7 in the epic morning.
I know. I was even trying to explain to Dana, my wife, like, she's like, where are you going this morning? Because I had her drop off the kid and I was like, I'm going to the Christmas party. And she's like, why? And I was like, because I want to see the eggnog chugging contest.
You wanted to see it?
I'd never seen it before.
Well, I saw the afters. I'm totally fine.
Last
not
year,
to see the beginning.
You would not have enjoyed it.
Yeah, last year I was on from 3 to 6, so like there was like the party was way over at that point.
Okay.
And then the first Christmas party I was not invited to in like 2018.
Oh, when they came back.
So I was a network loser. So I was not invited to the Christmas party.
I remember those days.
Yeah, we're like we didn't, it's like 97.5 pretend like we didn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, now they don't. So.
Damn.
That is true. But so we exist.
So are you ready for Mexico?
Yes. God.
Is your liver ready?
Well, this isn't helping, but like
no, it's a
preseason
dress
game.
Rehearsal. It's marathon training.
It's the three-quarter dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
Game.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. We'll take a break here. We'll talk some more Astros. Or, I don't know. It's the Christmas party. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Happy New Year. Bye.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Nick's Place. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Gallant George here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joe and Sean here with you till 3 o'clock. Ian Rapoport has tweeted the obvious, but the start of the 2025 season is definitely in jeopardy for Tank Dell, which we'll get into more later, but Any other thoughts on the Astros with Alex Bregman leaving?
It's poor. It's a good recovery, I'd say.
I agree.
Paredes and Walker. I would say it is poor process. I think that their plan B for Alex Bregman, who they don't want to sign to a long-term deal. They don't want to pay for his 35, 36, 37-year-old seasons for Alex Bregman. But their plan was to pay for Nolan Arenado's 35, 36, 37-year-old season, and now they and that didn't work out. And now they get to pay for Christian Walker's 35, 36, 37-year-old year. So they are still paying for a 36-year-old at some point. It's just the 36-year-old will be on your team next year instead of 5 years from now.
Yeah, I think for me it's like we're going to take a quick photo.
Quick picture.
Awkward radio pause.
Hey.
All right. I think so there's like two parts to this. I think Alex Bregman is, with the way the market is gone, is going to sign for a lesser deal than what the Astros offered him.
Okay.
Which then makes me think better about the Astros' process of this. You trade for Arenado, he says no, and then, 48 hours later you sign Christian Walker? Less than that, 24 hours
Friday
later.
At noon.
Yeah, like, you get Christian Walker. So I like the process in which, like, the Astros pursue this, because I think in the end Alex Bregman's going to be wrong. I think he's going to be wrong about the deal that he got.
But then if you're the Astros, couldn't you have just waited it out and signed Bregman for 6 years, let's put it at, 25 a year?
Yes,
instead of paying 3 years for $20 million for Christian Walker.
Yes and no, because you could make that same exact argument for Carlos Correa. Why didn't the Astros just sign Carlos Correa to the original deal he got with the Twins, which was, 3 years,
opt-outs.
$90 million with opt-outs, right? Well, you pay him a lot for 1 year, and then he leaves, whatever, gets a new contract. Fake signs with the Mets and Giants, all that nonsense that happened.
Yes.
So for the Astros, I think it's like you can't risk the idea of having Isak Paredes as your opening day third baseman and John Singleton as your opening day first baseman. Like, that's not going to work. So that's why I'm fine with the process in which they got
there. So it was a timing move. You don't want to be musical chairs, music stops.
Yeah, when spring training starts and Alex Bregman still is not on a baseball team, it means the Astros made the right decision. It still sucks. I think Alex Bregman would have been the better option. Honestly, like, with Paredes at first and Bregman at third, but, like, making the decision to go with Walker at first instead of waiting for Bregman to sign until February is probably the right decision in the long term. The biggest thing I disagree with is the people who are trying to now flip on their takes about how great Alex Bregman was and now say how awful he was, and that's all over social media. And, like, I'm fine with the pivot, and it really was, like, probably the best decision they made. My biggest issue with it now is you have the worst outfield in baseball.
They're clearly not
going to spend any more money.
That is bad that at the end of the shuffling that, yes, that is the cost for having a good infield, when you line it up.
For sure.
Walker, Altuve, Peña, Paredes, not bad. But, yes, the outfield is going to be either, Dubon, McCormick, Myers.
Yep.
Or
like DiCenzo.
DiCenzo or some, lottery scratch off free agent that you sign.
Yeah.
Jason Hayward. You hope to have a Jason Hayward type stint on the Astros. Ben Gamel. Shout out to Ben Gamel.
He's playing in Japan now, I think it is.
Really? What's his posting fee? Can we get him over? Like, get him over here to play.
I think
left
I would have preferred Ben Gamel.
Yeah. I think I would like it more if they could find a way to get a Jerickson Profar, a Santander, Teoscar Hernandez. If they could make that move where, they put another – because what, those guys, $15 to $20 million per year is probably what you're looking at?
Yep.
Maybe whoever is the highest out of those guys, probably Eye of the Beholder, probably gets over 20 per year. But you're not talking about breaking the bank. The problem is that would send you – there's no way to do that and stay under the not luxury tax,
and you lost your second highest pick and your fifth highest pick by signing Christian Walker. I don't care. I would rather have Christian Walker than a second round baseball pick. The hit rate on those is so low. The fifth overall pick that you have is even less. Like, I know some of those guys hit, and there's good stories, and there are guys like McCormick who are drafted in late rounds, but like I would rather have Christian Walker than those guys.
Yeah.
Frankly. Like, because we literally don't know who they are. You're talking about 18, 16 year olds, like, don't care about losing draft compensation for Christian Walker. So I'm fine with the end result. I still personally think they should trade Fromber. Like, if you're going to trade Tucker, I think you should just might as well go all in and roll with, you know, Hunter Brown, Luis Garcia, Wisniewski, Ronald Blanco. Like, that's your core of your rotation, and you trade Fromber for maybe a bullpen arm and an outfielder. I think the thing I'm going to hold out hope for at this point, though, is that at some point you flip Ryan Pressly's bad contract for a bad contract elsewhere, and that's an outfielder. And at least it's a better option than what you have. It gets an improvement. It won't be a great option.
Yeah.
But I think you can trade Ryan Pressly for an outfielder and at the same time improve your outfield.
Oh, yes. You can take someone's scraps and have a good outfield or have a better, you know, guy to stand in left field. That's really all we're asking for here is just someone so Yordan doesn't have to play left field. That is an option. I'll be honest, with all the whirlwind of moves and almost moves with Arenado, I did kind of forget that Ryan Pressly's still sitting out there, probably won't be on the opening day roster.
Yep.
Maybe not. I guess it's more likely now. It feels like it gets more likely the longer it happens, but maybe it was just lower on the to-do list with his he has a full no trade, I believe.
Yeah, so, he does. Yeah.
Yeah, so any move that you make has to be approved by Ryan Pressly. That's why I also think it's harder to get something back for Ryan Pressly, to get that, you know, bat in the outfield.
Yeah.
Because now you're limiting teams not just to teams with a bad contract outfielder to send back in return, but it's a team with a bad contract outfielder to send in return that Ryan Pressly wants to go to.
Yeah, no, and that's complicated. But I think for the most part, like, this is it for the Astros. Like, this is their offseason. And overall, like, I think they did a good job. I think trading Tucker was the right move. You get a high-level prospect. You get Paredes at third base. You get Wisniewski, who can, like, he's got some stuff. And with your pitching staff, like,
back,
maybe can back be
into
better.
The rotation kind of guy.
Yeah. Like,
at least for this year. We'll see. But, like, probably, you know, fourth starter.
Yeah, yeah, fourth or fifth starter. And, frankly, wouldn't shock me if he just starts in the bullpen. Like, the amount of depth you have, not everyone's going to be in the rotation. I mean, he might just be a Sugarland guy. Like, Wisniewski and Cam Smith might just be in Sugarland to start the season. So I think they did a good job with adding Christian Walker. Like, you got elite level defense at first base, which I think you need.
That is like one of the hidden improvements, especially like with all baseball defense, where unless you're, you know, making the wow plays, it kind of goes under the radar. But to improve where they were at first base defense from last year with Singleton and especially Abreu being out there, to get to from below average to bad to really good, Gold Glove good, that is an improvement that will probably save you a couple runs here and there throughout the year.
Especially with Pena, the way he throws that ball into the dirt. Like, you got to scoop it. We saw that with Yuli.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that is a positive. Like, and Walker will make a lot of the similar diving plays that Bregman make at third. He'll make it first. Like, overall, like, it's a good offseason. Not great, but it's good. All right, let's talk about the college football playoff. All the games that happened this weekend, the long-term, short-term implications of it. We got betting odds with the final eight teams of who is favored to win the national championship. We'll get into all that over the next two segments here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.